Mission for the Love of God Worldwide. Catechesis prior to the solemn consecration. Day 23. Nowadays, we think we have to distance ourselves from our daily routine to worship God. But that is only because we have not yet understood to practice being in His presence all the time. That is God's ideal for us. In Eden, the earthly paradise, worship and consecration to God was not an event one had to attend. It was an uninterrupted attitude. Adam and Eve were in constant communion with God. As God is with us all the time, there is no place where you can be closer to God than where you are right now. The Bible says that He governs over all, through all, and within all. Good morning, Father, Father of all mankind. I love you, my dear beloved Father. I love you with all of my heart, with all of my soul, and with all my mind. I thank you for my life and the life of my family. Thank you, Father, for everything you have done for us. Thank you, Father, for our health. Thank you, Father, for your love and for your protection. Father, I offer you this day my free will. Please unite it to your divine will. Show me what you would have me do this day. And help me, my beloved Father, to accomplish it. Good morning, Mother. Mother of all mankind. I love you, my beloved Mother. Thank you for your love and for your protection. I renew this day my consecration to your sorrowful and immaculate heart and to the sacred heart of your beloved Son, our Lord Jesus. Please, Mother, ask Saint Joseph to protect and intercede for me and my family this day. I thank God for my beloved guardian angel and for all the guardian angels of my family. I ask for their intercession and protection upon each one of us this day. Amen. 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 John Rick Miller.